This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's about 9:36 in the morning now on BFM 89.9, and it's that time of the morning once again on Thursday when we bring you Ringgit and Cents. And today we're going to be asking the question, why are we terrified of insurance agents, right?
Indeed, David, why are we? I mean, Malaysians are becoming far more sophisticated when it comes to making, you know, personal finance decisions. And it was reported in The Star just a couple of weeks ago, life insurance is set to pick up in the second half of the year with a 10% year-on-year growth. But despite those encouraging figures, right, the market still seems to be an untapped one, with the average sum assured being less than 50,000 ringgit.
Which, in the bigger scheme of things, it does seem, well, very much like a paltry amount, doesn't it?
Absolutely. When you consider the amount of money people are willing to plow into investments such as property, you know, but not actually investing money to secure such assets. So one of the theories behind this gap is how insurance is being sold. And I spoke to Liu Ching Fu, and he's the financial advisor and columnist. And it is he who posed the question, why are we terrified of insurance agents?
Oh, let's listen and see.
Why do you say that people are terrified of insurance agents?
I think insurance is something which is good and which is something which everyone needs. But the fact is, a lot of agents that I myself encounter out there, and I believe, I'm not sure about your experience, Azura, they tend to be, once they get your contact, then they tend to be very persistent. They call you every day. They kind of pursue you via phone, via email, until they close the deal. So
it's a hard sell approach.
Yes, yes, that is what my experience was.
And apart from the fact that, you know, a lot of people are put off by the fact that it's quite hard sell, why would you say that people are terrified of insurance agents? Is it more of the approach? Is it the product that they're unsure of?
One part is the hard sell. The second part is probably because you are... consumers are generally very afraid of whether the insurance agent is actually disclosing everything there is to be disclosed when they actually pitch you the sale. I mean, there might be some things that they are not disclosing just because it's product related. There are bound to be pros and cons, yeah, in any financial products. And when you're trying to pitch something, normally we only pitch the good things. So you are very afraid of whether you are being sold something that is not in your best interest, and you're being sold something that you don't need in the first place. So that is the terror that I actually face, and I think a lot of people out there face.
Well, the fact is, our insurance agents, they are governed by law, and they actually have a fiduciary duty and responsibility towards the customer. So should we actually have this fear?
Well, I think that is where, you know, organization like Bank Negara comes in, which is very important, because at any point of time, if you feel that something, there's any mis-selling or there's any misrepresentation by your agent or by anyone, you can actually lodge a complaint anytime to those respective parties, regulatory bodies, and what you say. And also, when any policies enforced, there is this about 2 weeks kind of time frame of what we call as a free look period. So if, even though you have already gotten your policy, if you feel that something is not right, you can still actually ask for a refund. There will be 2 weeks time frame for you to do so. So that is how it actually mitigates the risk of all these things happening in the market.
Now, I guess when looking about the approach of an insurance agent, on one end of the spectrum, we have someone who is misrepresenting. But on the other end of the spectrum, we have an insurance agent who perhaps is not so well informed. And that's probably something that's a bit more commonly. Would you tend to agree?
Yes, Azura, I think that is something I would definitely agree. Not too informed on the, I mean, on the technicality of it.
Or the product itself.
Yes, of the product itself. But then again, I think everyone, you should be very open to questions for customers. If there's something the customer don't know, I make it a point to say that I rather say I don't know and I get back to you, rather than I tell you something that which misrepresent the products.
Now, at the same time as well, Liu, do you think enough is being done by the agent, by a representative, to identify the needs of the client?
normally, agent will actually focus on telling you what are the features of the product which is good. And that is how I think most agencies will train their agents to do so. What are the strong parts of the product? What should you pitch to the prospects? Now, the other way to do it is to actually understand a customer needs. For example, insurance on a very, very basic level is for protection. Let's say any financial turmoil, you actually have a payout lump sum so that we can use for ourselves and to support our family. So I would go it the other way is that I would actually ask, instead of talking about the products, I would actually ask like a prospect or customer, is there any, I want to understand, is there, what is your needs? What are your financial concerns? Okay. What are your debts and you know, what are your money expenses? What are your liabilities? Let's say for a prospect or client, you say that his monthly expenses is 3,000. Yeah. 3,000 is something that you need to, maybe it's loans or family expenses. 3,000 is a amount that you need to fork out for your family, no matter what. I would say that for someone to actually take a break from work and recover from their chronic illness, I would say conservatively, we would say that 3 years, okay, 3 years. So 3,000 a month, then we add up some medical expenses. Let's just add up like 1,000 a month of additional medical expenses because you have an illness. So that adds up about 4,000. So 4,000, you multiply that by 12. Okay, and then you multiply that by 3 years. So this is the amount of coverage that you someone need for critical illness. And right. That is how we actually approach like, okay, do you agree? Because this is not something that I tell you, because it is something that client tell me that I will just do a coverage for you for this amount of money that you need.
Okay, I'm speaking to Liu Ching Fu, and he is from howtofinancemoney.com, and he is saying that he is answering why people are terrified of insurance agents. And if you'd like to find out how you can be a bit more proactive about this, listen to us right after the break on Ringgit & Sense. It's Azura Rahman on Ringgit & Sense, and here with me I have Liu Ching Fu from howtofinancemoney.com, and we are talking about why people are terrified of insurance agents. Now, earlier on, Liu, you were talking about the right approach in making sure that people are getting the right amount of coverage when it comes to insurance. Now, the thing is, though, Liu, a lot of people seek coverage by working backwards in the sense of starting with premiums that they can actually afford. What is your view on that?
Yeah, I think, Azura, you hit the jackpot there. I mean, that is how I first bought my insurance policy too. I do not think that it's the wrong approach, but I think there is a better approach like what I've just highlighted. So if you know the coverage that you need, okay, based on your family obligation financially, so you have a lump sum amount, let's say 100,000, yeah, of coverage for critical illness. So I would say that, okay, 100,000 of critical illness coverage. What is the cost to buy this kind of coverage? So that is how it works. So only after I define your needs, then the second is how much can you afford to pay. If you really cannot afford to pay, let's say 100,000 of critical illness coverage, okay, then we'll revise the coverage down a little bit until to a point where it's affordable to you.
Don't you think that asking the right questions is important, that the actual customer should be equipped with knowledge themselves before actually purchasing insurance?
Yes, I think I agree with that, Azura, absolutely. So yeah, asking the right question is also important. So instead of the role that a consumer should play is instead of letting your advisor or agent pitch you about the product features, I think the first and foremost thing that you want to honestly tell your agent so or your advisor so he can do his job better is to say that, what do I need? Okay, I say that, you want to tell him what are your expenses, what are your family obligations financially, what are your liability, you know, house loan, car loans, and stuff like that. So you tell him all this info. So honestly, I mean, you quantify this in monetary terms, and then that will actually enable a properly trained, properly trained and a competent advisor or agent to actually serve you better because he has this info. So he knows how to take your info and design something which is suited for your needs. So it's very important for as a consumer to be educated. Do not let anyone pitch you something while being passive about why you are being pitched, you don't be passive about it.
There are certain instances where, you know, the agents don't seem to have all the information at hand, especially when they want to tell you whether you're actually adequately covered or not. What should you do in this instance then, Aliu?
You mean the agent don't have the adequate information at hand, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think if the agent don't have the information at hand, I think the best thing to do is to say that I'll actually get back to you. Okay, taking your information, you know, as an input, I will actually compute and I'll actually get back to you instead of, you know, trying to close the deal on the spot. Maybe you have a second meeting and things like that. I believe that is a way an ethical agent or an advisor should do.
Right. Now, Liu, I mean, there are some rogue agents out there, obviously, and you mentioned in your article on howtofinancemoney.com that, yeah, the bad apple does spoil the barrel, but most agents work in a very ethical manner, wouldn't you agree?
So I want to believe so, yeah. Most agents or advisors would have worked in an ethical manner, but like I say, it could be a small part of the population. But then again, I don't really have the, you know, statistics to show, but it is just something that when we try to use the approach that, like what we described, you actually realize that a lot of people start to tell you their bad experience about what has happened in the past, or when you actually see what they bought, what are the, you know, the slew of policies that they bought, then you tend to ask the customers, okay, back, okay, hey, why are you buying this so many like policies? Then if the customer say that I don't know, then you can spot that these are the cases where there's some misinterpretation when the policy was first bought by the consumer.
Okay, Liu, just to round off the discussion, do you have any advice to those who are still terrified of insurance agents, you know, whether they should have a different approach perhaps?
Again, I in my blog also, howtofinancemoney.com, I emphasize a lot of education. You must know your right as a smart consumer, and you must actually be aware of all the options available out there before actually making informed purchasing decision. Because for insurance, it's something that you buy for life. You would want to do a lot more of research. I mean, the logic is for insurance product, because you buy that for life, you pay the premium for life. And you must know your options properly before you make a purchasing decision. But I understand that perhaps for a lot of working people, busy people, there are lack of time to actually compare all the options, yeah, in the market. So if you want to compare, you might have to approach agents from every company. So I say the smarter way probably is to ask an independent financial advisor to help you, because an independent advisor will have all the products under their platform. So he can do a value-added service for you, which actually says that if you need this and this is your budget, then I can see all under my platform, product A, product B from company A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I can actually do the best for you, that is best suited for you, and which is within your budget. I think that is what a consumer actually, like the rest of the public, can do.
Okay, and that was Liu Qingfu from howtofinancemoney.com with his view on whether you should still be terrified of insurance agents. And if you've missed any bits of this interview at all, don't forget to download our podcast from www.bfm.my.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, as with anything else, yeah, honesty and integrity is very much, plays a very key role in the whole thing, right? Mm. And despite whatever reservations that one may have, I mean, I would dare to say that the Malaysian buying public have actually become very much more savvy.
Yes, and consequently, David, I think that, you know, insurance agents have upped their game too. I mean, whatever it is, think of insurance as an investment.
Right.
And thus, conduct your thorough research before signing the dotted line.
True, true, very true. And that's about it for our show. Tomorrow on The Property Show, what do you have for us, Azura?
We'll be going over some highlights in the real estate market in the first half of 2013, as per Knight Frank's report. And I'll be joined by their managing director, Sarki Subramaniam, for that.
Okay, that's going to be tomorrow morning on The Property Show, same time as today, 9:30 a.m. right after the news. So till then,
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.